So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So when I was in the first grade, we were given a test, a paper with lines and squiggles, and we were told to draw pictures from those lines and squiggles. Well, I guess I drew something interesting, and I was chosen for the Gifted and Talented program. So every year, all the gifted and talented kids were grouped together in classes, and we had teachers that were to challenge us. In the fourth grade, this teacher was a tall, broad-shouldered woman with a curly blonde bob named Mrs. Lang, and I loved Mrs. Lang. She was fun and edgy. She wore No Fear t-shirts. That was a big thing at the time, if you remember seeing that on bumper stickers and t-shirts. And she also taught us songs that she really maybe shouldn't have. My favorite was, "I'm looking over my dead dog Rover that I overran with a mower. One leg is mangled, the other is gone. The other leg is scattered all over the lawn." And there was also a Christmas jingle about burning the school down. So her class didn't feel like school. And she always challenged us to be different and creative. So when she announced that we were having a creative writing story for the scariest story, I really wanted to impress her. I wanted to just blow her away with the scariest story ever written by a 9-year-old. And so I was a good, gifted, and talented student. I made good grades. I read on my own time. I wrote daily in my diary and kept pen pals so I could use my Lisa Frank stationery. But as most kids do, I watched a lot of TV. So if you were a kid in the 90s, you might remember Nickelodeon, Snick at Night. For those who don't know, it was a collection of shows on Saturday night on Nickelodeon. And some of them were funny, like the sketch comedy show All That, and Salute Your Shorts, and Pete and Pete. But the last show of the night was Are You Afraid of the Dark? It was like the scariest, best kids show. Well, there was one episode that really got me, and it was called The Tale of Laughing in the Dark. The show was about some kids that trespass into a fun house, and the old caretaker like tells him a story about Zeebo the clown, who stole some money from a circus and hid from the law in the fun house, and then he caused a fire with a cigar and he dies in the fire, and now he haunts the fun house. So one of the boys is skeptical and he steals one of the noses from a clown statue, takes it home. Well, Zeebo the clown comes after him that night and tries to get his nose back. And the scariest part was where he pushes a balloon under his bedroom door with, "Where is my nose?" on the balloon. In the end, the boy, he returns the nose with a newfound respect for Zeebo the clown. So, also if you're a kid in the 90s, you may be familiar with coulrophobia, which is a fear of clowns. The made-for-TV movie It left some scars in our generation and an irrational fear of sewage drains. So this, I thought, I'm gonna write about the scariest thing I can think of right now as a 9-year-old, clowns. And you know what, this show was so good, I'm just gonna write this show as my story. So I, in an ungifted and no talent fashion, wrote the exact plot line for this show as my story. I thought, Mrs. Lang doesn't watch SNICK. She doesn't know what Nickelodeon is. She wouldn't know that I cheated. So I submitted my plagiarized story. And guess what? It wins first place. So I was so happy, I won something. It soon turned to horror when she started to read my story out loud. in front of 25 other SNCC fanatics. I know that everybody in my class watched the show because we talked about it. Like, guys might talk about a recent sports game. So I just sat there, frozen, listening to her just tell the total plot of this show that I just saw. And I looked around the classroom to all my classmates to see if anybody would recognize it. And everybody was looking at her, at the teacher, except for one girl. My brown-haired, freckled friend Marcella was staring right back at me with squinty, suspicious eyes. She mouthed to me, "Is that from?" I nodded slowly, pleading with her telepathically that, "Please do not rat me out." And I knew that that was it. She got it. Everybody else was going to get it. I was going to be called out. They were going to shame me in front of my favorite teacher. This was terrible. How did I think I could get away with this? So my teacher finishes the story. Nobody says anything. She turns to me, beaming with pride, raining praises down on my dirty, cheating soul. I quietly accepted my prize, which was a rainbow-colored windsock. And that was it. Nobody said anything. I didn't say anything. But I was riddled with guilt. I vowed to myself that I would never be dishonest again. And I was tested again later that year when my friend Lillian passed me a note asking if I had farted. I answered honestly, "I believe so."